The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with my new BFF, Mandy Pope. This young lady started True Shine Cleaning May 2016 in Lower Bucks County, Pennsylvania. I've never heard of it, but she said it's 15 minutes outside of Philadelphia, which I have heard of. So are you a Eagles fan? Do you not care at all? 76ers? What is your take on Philadelphia sports in general?
I love the Eagles, but I was raised a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. So, yes.
Ooh, that'll get you into some trouble if you're in.
It will. So don't. We gotta keep this on the low around here.
there may be one or two people listening, but we'll blur out your face and change your voice. All right. So, a Steelers fan in Philadelphia. So we've just bored the bejesus out of everyone. So my apologies, but any football fans in the U.S. will know, oh, geez, we got trouble.
Yeah.
All right. So for the minority of you that tuned in for help with a cleaning company, how to grow that as opposed to Philadelphia football. Let's dive into this. So what's going on in your world and how can I best help?
So I've been doing this since 2016, and I've just been a solo cleaner, and I wasn't really sure what I wanted as far as growing and everything else. But, you know, after listening to, because I'm new to your podcast, so I've been trying to get caught up on all of them. And after listening, one of the things I know you say is to you have to make a choice on what exactly it is that you want to do first. So I definitely want to grow my business, but I don't really know where to start exactly. I have, you know, my schedule's completely full, you know, and it's just, I don't have time for anything else. So I'm trying to, I don't know if I should hire first or if I should get more work or what, I don't know what really to do.
So because we've done well over 100, probably hundreds of podcasts on how to stop cleaning and how to start owning, Let's thin slice that into what you said was, what do I do first? I don't know how to start. Because believe it or not, once you get step one done, there you go, right?
Now it's step two. Right.
But that pre-step one part sucks. So Lindsay, if you're listening, let's title this one, First Step, What Do I Do First to Get Out of Cleaning? That'll be a good title. Okay, so believe it or not, Mandy, you've done the first step, but I'm guessing not as deeply, and we haven't really driven it home yet. So I'm going to do that with you. So the first step is to decide, like you said, I'm done cleaning. So we will tell ourselves a lot of stories of, well, I've got all these customers, but do I get employees, and how do I get employees before I get customers? And we make up a lot of, and you kind of alluded to that, but you just said, I've got all the customers I can have. So it's obviously the next step isn't to get more customers, it's to get employees.
Right.
But having done this a few thousand times, I know, Mandy, that the real fear, I shouldn't say no, for 99% of the people out there, probably the lovely lady sitting in front of me virtually, the real fear is not, what do I do first? It's, I'm not really clear on what it's costing me to stay where I'm at. So we're going to talk about that for a bit if we can. Right. And the second part is, I'm not all in 1,000% committed to get it. And then the final piece is, there's some fears that I've got in my heart a little bit, but I haven't really brought them out. They're too scary to talk about. So I hide them, I haven't looked at them. And Mandy's like, great. So we're going to do this in front of thousands of people. Yeah, let's do that. Well, why the heck not? So let's talk about the decision. Why, Mandy, can't you just spend the rest of your life cleaning toilets, making whatever, when I'm not talking about your specific wage, but typically that's a $2,200 to $5,500, depending on the part of the country. And if you work 80 hours a week or 60 type job, and you got to clean toilets every day, all day to get it. Why must you stop that? And why must you stop it now?
Well, the first thing is that I'm so tired. I mean, it's hard work, especially with a full schedule. I'm 28 years old, and half the time I feel like I'm like 80. it's a lot of work. And then also, you know, I know that I won't be able to work on my business if I'm still working in it. Or you know what I mean? So, I have all the customers that I can possibly get. I can't grow if I'm still, you know.
May I ask, do you have husband, kids, anything like that?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. So, cause again, I want to ask Mandy the question, go through with her, but for those of you playing at home, I want you to be able to play along. So step one would be ask yourself, why now? Why not a week from ever? Why actually now? So the reason I ask about husband and kids or wife and kids, you know, obviously we've got male cleaners out there, is many of us will do a lot more for the people that we love than we'll do for ourselves. So that's not the case for Mandy, but for you guys, if that's part of your answer, go, what is it costing my kids? What is it costing my wife? What is it costing? And I don't want to speak for Mandy. Maybe she'd like to build a family, but she's like, I'm working all the damn time. There's no room for that.
Well, exactly. I have no time for anything at all.
Right. So for you, maybe it's, I'd like some normal adult friendships. Maybe it's, yeah. I would like a romantic relationship. Maybe it's like, I like a family, but whatever it is, you're starting to see the cost. First, you said it's physical. I'm exhausted. I don't feel like people tell me this all the time. I just wish I could work like a regular person, not all the time, 24/7 thinking about it, working on it in the shower, thinking about, oh, I got to get this bill to that guy and order these materials and in your sleep. Yeah.
So it never stops.
Never stops, which is good for an entrepreneur. It's good until it grinds us to a nub and burns us out. So for you, Mandy, I'm hearing physically, I can't do this forever. Mentally, I can't do it for very long. And I'm not making any money. If I, as long as I'm cleaning toilets, no one's growing my company. All
exactly. We're doing is
okay. So that clarity is a big first step. Okay. So we go from, I'd really like to get out of cleaning, because embedded in that is, as long as it's not too hard, as long as I don't do anything scary, as long as I don't have to step out of my comfort zone, as long as I don't have to change. Yeah. You might as well, I'd like to win the lottery too. Like that has just nothing. So we move that to, especially when it's hard, especially when it's scary. And the way we do that is because I'm a young woman who feels like an old woman, and that's not right. And my whole life has taken over. I don't have the relationships I'd like, romantic or otherwise, because I'm doing this damn thing. And I wanted to start a business. I started a damn cleaning job for myself. I had a job problem. I'm guessing you had a job problem. Probably making the same or less, working more, and I'm like a crazy person. So are you clear on the why?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So if we were doing a one-on-one coaching, we'd go a little bit longer into what it's costing you financially, emotionally. Like, we don't have to do this now, but how much are you making? How much do you want to make? When's the last time you took a vacation? Who else is this affecting? We go all into that, but we're going to condense because we only got a little bit of time. The next piece we're going to talk about is, what are your real fears? Just vomit them all out there. Like the real fears, not just the, you know, like, let me get your juices flowing and then you can just jump in. My clients just demand me. They won't let an employee do it. My employees will make me look stupid. They'll ruin my reputation. If I don't clean, I won't make enough money, right? I need all my jobs, pay my bills. If I let someone else clean, I have to pay them. I can't afford it. Those are the superficial ones. I don't know how to get customers without employees or employees without customers. Those are all the, I don't want to say fake ones, but top level ones that we say. If Mandy's going to be sweet and open her heart a little and trust us, she might say something like, I'm 28 years old. I've never hired anyone. I feel like this young woman, who the heck would want to work with me? Maybe they'll feel stupid. Maybe they'll steal something. Maybe they'll steal from me. Maybe I'll do it illegally. Maybe the government will put me in jail. Like, we have all this stuff. So what does that look and feel like for you? We got to get it out so we can deal with it. We can get through it.
Absolutely. I mean, I, you know, years ago when I first started this, I actually, like, I had employees in the past. I had one in particular who was much older than me, and I was in my younger 20s at the time. And she was in her like 40s or 50s. And because I guess she was older than me, she kind of started to take charge, and more of my customers were like, okay, well, she must be the boss because, you know, all that stuff. But that was just a horrible thing. And she ended up stealing customers. It was a whole thing. But I mean, that, and I know how to get the customers. I mean, the work is there, but it's that fear with, you know, hiring, which I know things will happen. But that's mainly it. And that, of course, paying them and making sure everything is kind of, you know, flowing as it should. I know, you know, nothing's really perfect, or it might be crazy at first, but I mean, it's all in all of the stuff that you said too. It's pretty much just everything.
So the first thing is, and it sounds weird, but to just admit the real fears that we have, right? Because again, a lot of times we don't talk about them. And when they're just inside and we kind of like, they bubble up and we will lay in bed and think them round and round. We never solve one. We jump from one as opposed to doing the hard work of solving it. We'll think about all the problems. We jump to another and another. So what that would look like is, and I remember this woman and she was old and she took my thing. Oh my God, that was so painful. I hated it. And then payroll, I wouldn't even know who to get to do payroll. Do I hire them? Is it W-2 or 10? Oh, I don't. And then we'll just jump from that problem to the next one. We never solve it.
Exactly.
When we get to the end, we go right back to the first. And remember this woman that I hired? And we'll just spin and spin. When we do that, we've got to go back to, hold on, I'm not willing to clean anymore. If it means I lose a customer or something bad happens or I screw up my payroll or whatever, then that shall be that. So once we've kind of got that out, so we got to keep, we can choose to focus where we want to focus. And if we spend our time focused on, I'm not going to clean anymore, I'm not going to have a job, I started this to have a business, I can't work 60 hours a week to make $3,800 bucks a month or whatever, fill in your own hours and dollars, but it's obviously not enough because I don't want to do it. I can't keep cleaning because no one's growing my company. I'm 28. I'm not willing to be 38 doing this. Like,
right,
focus there and you'll start getting empowered to go, F it. I don't care. If it costs me making those mistakes, I'll make those mistakes. But if we, so we want to make sure we get those kind of fears out there and maybe deal with them one by one, maybe write it down and then we have them. So we don't spin half solving them. We completely solve all of them. So the first one would be, for Mandy, right? And you guys can play along at home. What's the older woman's name who made your life miserable for a minute?
Tina.
All right. We don't need a last name, just Tina. So I could hire another Tina who would take all my clients and make me feel stupid and maybe take all the other employees and start a resurrection against me. Okay. So, and I'm making it, I don't think it's probably that bad for you, but I'm trying to make it the worst it could possibly be, right? And then we go, all right. A, is that likely to happen? B, did I recover before? C, will I recover faster this time because I know what to look for? And D, maybe I won't even hire Tina because I know what Tina looks like. And E, you know what I'm saying? So we can kind of solve that once and for all and go, okay, I feel like nothing's going to be perfect. Just like you said, I feel like I've got a plan and it's not foolproof, but I feel pretty good. But Tina's not going to step in my way. Let me give you the second one. I'll let you jump in because it looks like you got something to say. Payroll. Oh my gosh, I could be, you know, well, I wonder if I just Googled best payroll company in the world, if an answer would come up, and I bet you I could give them money to do my payroll and do it legally. I don't have to worry about it. Well, then money. Okay. Money. How do I make any money? But we're going to take each one and we're going to solve it. And there's only two things you can solve: how you feel about it, your mindset, and the things that you do, your systems. And I promise you, there are people out there with the right mindset and people out there with the right systems. You just need to get a hold of the systems and mindset. All right. You look like you've got a question, comment, and or a rude remark.
Just about the mindset thing. Cause like I said, I'm new to your podcast, but I've been trying to get caught up on as many as I can. And, I don't know if it's Tracy is the mindset coach. Is that her name? I can't remember.
Tracy's one of our mindset coaches.
Fantastic. Yeah. I mean, I love her as well because she always says it's about your mindset and, just being afraid. And basically when you're, you know, planning, you know, I gotta plan this, I gotta plan that, but it's really just like procrastination because you're just scared. And that's kind of how it's really been for me as well. With all of that, like all the fears that I've had. And I'm like, okay, well, I just have to, you know, I gotta plan this right, and with the payroll, all of it. I'm just like, okay. But definitely a good mindset is something, and you've said it before too. It's like you have to stop thinking as a cleaner and think as like a, you know, like the boss or the CEO of a company.
Cool. Let me give you the last thing I want everyone to get. Cause as of now, it may seem like, yeah, Mike, but how do I get an interview and how do I do a hiring ad and where do I post my hire? There's all these like details, and I promise we'll wrap a bow around that. So I've been in business at this point over 25 years now, and I've been real poor and real bad at business, and I've been real rich and real good at business. And I found a big difference is how I think. So it used to be, I felt like as a cleaner, I had to do everything, right? If I don't clean this, I'm not gonna get done. And I get to be an owner and I feel like I could learn how to do that. And if I don't learn how to do everything, I'll just be the stupid guy that everyone finds out is a fool and doesn't know what he's doing. And that'll be that. Now I've gotten smarter. I just hire smarter people than me to do all that. So as we get our programs or as we get our problems. So again, step one, make a clear decision. And we talked about that before. I think this is the only time we went into detail of how that looks. So the way to make that clear decision is to talk a lot about, write it down, right? And again, this is good to get with a mindset coach like Tracy to walk. It's better to walk through with a coach, but if you don't have a coach, you can't skip it. You still have to do it. Write down, what are my real fears? Even if, you know, if no one was looking, write all those bad boys down. Actually, sorry, that's step two. Step one is, why is this a must? Not, and I'd like to, I really hope, why is this an absolute must? Why is it a must right now? So make a list of 30 or 40 of those bad boys. And you did a good job about, I'm young and I don't want to feel old and I don't even have the relationships that I want. And then my physical body and my mental body, and I'm tired and I can't grow my business, and just vomit all that stuff out. So we've got that. That's going to be our rocket fuel, and things get hard. We're going to go back to that list. Step two. So that we're going to intentionally go round and round and round in our head, right? So when we're in bed, as opposed to thinking about all the fears we have and never solving any of them, we're going to think of all the dreams and hopes we have and go, yes, this is the rocket fuel. So one, we're going to have a big long list of those. Two, we're going to vomit for once all of our fears and stuff. And then we're going to go, can I fix it by how I think about it? Or do I just need to get someone that knows how to do that and pay them? So cleaning. I hate cleaning. Yeah, find someone that knows how to do it and pay them. Well, what if they don't know how to do it? Well, then teach them. You know how to do that.
Right.
What about payroll? I don't know about that. Then find someone that knows how to do it and pay them. Well, what about money? I don't know how to do it. Then find someone that knows about money and pay them. So right. One of my favorite things is, if you have a problem that requires money and you have money, you don't have a problem. So the expensive part is not having the expertise, but there's an expert. We're experts in our field. We have mindset coaches that are expert in our field. There's accountants that are expert in their field. There's mindset coaches that are experts in their fields. There's payroll people that are experts in their fields. There's companies that help, that have aggregated a bunch of audience of people that want to work, that are experts at doing that. Right. So if you try to go like do it all by yourself, you're going to fail. But if you pay everybody what they're supposed to do, and then you charge your customers enough to pay for all that plus a profit, that's called a business.
Yeah.
Questions, comments, thoughts?
I guess real quick, I remember another podcast of yours that I listened to. You were talking to a woman whom you had asked her, you're like, okay, so, you know, if you don't go out and clean, 'cause she was a solo cleaner as well. If you don't go out and clean, are your bills not going to be getting paid? And she's like, well, yeah. And that's kind of also where I'm at, because all the money that I make, it pays, you know, it keeps roof over my head, pays all my bills, all that stuff. So if I just hired someone, I mean, I guess that's, I don't know. I guess that's where I was asking, what should I do? What should I do first? As far as either hiring or making sure the work is there when I do hire someone, or just.
But that's what I'm saying. We talked about that. Make a decision. So you don't have your list of, here's all the reasons I must get out of cleaning right now today. Literally write that down. That's step one. And then you're like, I just want to know, do I put an ad out first, or do I change my pricing first, or what? I'm telling you what to do first. We have a system for this. Step two is write down all the fears that you have and figure out, either I just need to change my mindset about it, right? So the mindset would be, if I don't clean, all my people are going to quit, or all my customers they have to have Mandy. That's really just, there's no one to hire that can help you with that. That's a mindset. You should change your mindset to, will they really quit? If they do quit, I just said I'm good at getting clients. Couldn't I get new clients? Are there other, we start asking ourselves questions that are helpful. Are there other cleaning services where the owner doesn't clean in my city? Yes, there is. So we start building that. And then, so there's really only two things you're going to change next to each one of those fears, which is, I'm going to change my mindset, and I'm going to change my mindset by asking better questions, right? I'm asking worse questions. What will happen if my cleaner comes out and kicks their dog and everybody quits and I look like a fool? Like, you could ask those questions and just spin off into nowhere. You'll never get anything done. Or you could ask entrepreneurial minded questions, which is, wait a second, are there other successful people in my town? Yeah. Okay. So obviously it's possible. All this lies about, they'll ruin my reputation. Well, then how come other people have cleaners that, and their reputation is ruined? So you're going to break it up between mindset and tactical. And the mindset stuff, you can get a mindset coach, or you can work on your own. And the tactical stuff, you're just going to find someone that has that skill set. ADP is great at payroll. We are great at giving you the systems and tools. And again, it takes us months or weeks to get people through that. And it's hard to just do in a 20-minute podcast. Same with ADP, right? They couldn't just do a 20-minute podcast, but okay, here's your 941s, your 945s, your W-2s, your W-3. Now here's how you're going to, you're like, that's too much. So you're either going to write down the belief that you need to have or the expert that you need to have. Indeed.com is a great place to aggregate people that want to work. If you just went out your window and screamed, I have a cleaning job, that's not going to work, right? So you're going to find someone that's done that. And once you've got those two lists, believe it or not, your next step will be pretty easy, which is, what do I do first? Well, if I've already got clients, and again, I hate to say, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back too much, but you want a system and a process. And, you know, I would call us, but if that's not an option or something you want to do, you just make a list of, now that I'm crystal clear on my fears and I'm crystal clear on why I've got to make this happen now, and on my fears, I've got either the mindset that I need to adopt or the resource I need to find, then you start making a list of what's number one for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But we've got to, it always starts with Mandy. We always want to start with the exterior. Just tell me the rep I need to talk to in Indeed and how much money I need to spend and the hiring that I need to do. And we have systems and processes for our clients to do that. But believe it or not, we still spend 80% of our time on the thoughts that the things that Mandy needs to believe first.
Right.
Then the steps that she needs to do are pretty obvious, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's what we got. Cleaning Nation, if you're like, this is good, but I would have liked more tactical stuff. We've got over 700 podcasts. Again, it's tough. I wish I could tell you, I've written two books. We've got over 700 podcasts. I wish I could tell you to just read all those books and listen to all the podcasts. You will probably have all the information that you need, but the problem is, most people, to make a change like that, to go from a cleaner to an owner, need more than information. They need support and accountability and systems and handholding and consistent help. If you'd like our help with that, you have to watch the webinars. Probably the best way. There's nothing for sale on growmycleaningcompany.com, but just reach out to us. We'll help you do that. If you don't want our help with that, still find somebody. So you can try and do it on your own, and there's a chance you'll be successful, but it's low. So mindset, tactics, find someone. If it's us, great. We're happy to talk to you. If it's not us, you need to find someone that can walk you through, that's done this a couple of times, but trying to do it on your own can be tough. So all the resources we offer at growmycleaningcompany.com, check it out now. I'll see you there.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.